I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Katie.
Hello. You're right. Oh, jinx.
Jinx, White double rabbit. Jinx. What's White Rabbit?
I mean, she can't talk at all now. It's going to be a good podcast. I've ruined it. You can be unjinxed for the rest of the podcast, but I'm going to say it again later on.
I can talk. That's good. You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I loved our catch-up last time. It was just felt good to kind of, you know, problem halved is problem shared, isn't it?
Just a good to pause and reflect on the culture of the time and put in a little podcast for future generations. I say that like it's a thing that people do. It's a thing that we
Do we call it? A news capsule. Capsule of news.
Capsule of news.
That's not a thing. We tried to make it a thing for 1 week.
But it was good and you should listen to it if you haven't already. You're listening to Even More Cleverer. It's the thing that we do before we do season two of Be More Cleverer, where we learn all about a particular subject. This is our third episode.
It's our third episode, and indeed the third with a guest.
Yes, exciting.
And it is Alice Levine. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
This is an honour, a great honour. As a many-time listener, nay fan, I can't believe I've ever been asked on. Potentially not asked back, but what does it matter?
So with Be More Cleverer and you listening, what was the thing that you thought was kind of most interesting, where you thought, that's a topic that I really didn't know about, and now I'm like, yeah.
I feel like I could get away with chatting in the pub about fracking.
Yes, that's
fine. I feel like that was good.
It's not a points thing, is it? It's not, I don't win, I don't know why I said yes.
Knowledge wins. Knowledge wins.
Exactly.
So that was good, because that's the thing you hear people talking about, but you're kind of like, fracking, is that just drilling? What is that?
So, Alice, you've brought the facts this time. What's your first one?
So, here's my first fact. I hope this is going to be up your street. At the end of the Beatles song, A Day in the Life, an ultrasonic whistle audible only to dogs was recorded by Paul McCartney for his Shetland sheepdog.
What?
What?
A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
But wow. Because he had a dog?
He had a dog that he was very beloved, I believe called Martha, although I kind of got so excited that I found this fact that I stopped researching the rest, but I believe she was called Martha.
Although, what would that do, though? Would that be a treat, or would that drive the dog insane?
It's a great question.
Is that, like, to torment the dog? Did he like the dog?
I loved the dog. Loved the dog.
He loved the
dog. Famously loved the dog. But I know what you're saying. Is it like a dog whistle where every time the song was played, Martha would be like,
lose her mind? Or is it a trick on everyone who has dogs? I have many questions about it.
And I'm sure I can answer every single one of them. Because this research was deep and was broad.
Yes.
I, as a pet owner myself...
one of the few.
I'm just trying to think, like, what songs has my dog enjoyed in the past, you know? Mm. I feel like Jason Derulo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't actually know what pets you own.
I own a dog called Freddy.
No, you do?
Yeah, it's a family dog, Katie. We've not talked about this.
I feel like you never talk about
him. I don't like to talk about my family.
Ashamed of Freddy. You never talk about Freddy.
You never walk him. I've never seen him around and about. Do you feed him?
And my mum does this thing, because it's the family dog, so lives with my parents. My mum will always leave the radio on when she goes out. She goes, because Freddy can't be alone. Does he know, though?
Freddy is alone.
No, but...
Does that make your mum feel better when she goes on holiday for 2 weeks? Freddy hates being alone. I've left Radio 4 on. Not the same thing. Walk the dog, Sheila. Walk the dog.
Shirley.
Walk the dog, Shirley. Walk the dog. And Sheila, you do what you want.
So, no, I just feel like it's when she's gone out for maybe a tea with a friend and has come back.
She's gone for high tea for 5 hours. We had a family cat called Rocket who sadly passed, and we had a big funeral for her, my brother and I, a big ceremony. And
how big?
There were 150 people there. No, there weren't. It wasn't like a kind of national event. But for us, it was quite a big deal. And we buried her in the garden, did like a little ring of stones, which she said we would tend to every day, and we'd like come and see her every day. And we obviously forgot, because, you know, you do. And then years later, my mum was re-landscaping the garden.
Oh, God.
And she'd buried her in like a kind of tarpaulin, like those really industrial plastic bags that you keep sort of like building materials in, the really strong ones. And my mum's Scottish, but excuse me if I just adopt the voice of Mrs. Doubtfire. And she pulled the bag out of the ground and went, "What's this?" And then realised, because it was like, it kind of seemed like a bag with a can of minestrone soup in it and some bits of hair.
Oh,
and she sloshed it around.
Don't say slosh.
She sloshed her around. And there's like sort of like, it looked like there were two like marbles floating in it for it, like her. And she sloshed it and she's like, "What's this?" And then we all went, "Mom!" And she's like, she's got the giggles really bad. She was like, "Oh no!" And she was just holding the sort of putrid remains. It was a really bad day for everyone.
Oh my God.
But just the slosh, it was a sloshy movement.
Oh God. It's one of the worst things I've ever
always
heard.
Always bury your pets, people, properly.
So Paul McCartney.
So I feel like Paul, maybe he also wanted like a state funeral and wanted like bury the music with the dog, Martha.
I think it's a lovely tribute.
I think it's just quite a nice way for that love to live on.
You know? Oh, I'm just delivering the trivia. I'm not judging either way. I think it's great. That was me judging that it's great.
Either way, good fact.
Oh, well, you're pleased with that?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, giving it a tip.
So are you ready for fact two?
So ready.
Do you feel like we've exhausted the Martha fact?
Sloshing in this one.
I'm just looking. It's not any less repulsive.
Okay.
Great.
I'm now almost concerned to read this. Can I caveat it with, this might not be true? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
So here's your next fact. Tapeworms range in size from about 0.04 inches to more than 50 feet in length.
50 feet?
50 feet.
50 feet. So what's that? I mean, we should say where we are, actually, shouldn't we?
We're in a central London location on a balcony.
Our special secret location that we sometimes use.
Secret location.
I'm going to say it goes from the top of that church to the hotel on the other side of the road.
That's long.
50 feet. It's like, if you imagine, I suppose it's kind of like, I don't know, what, 10 quite tall people?
No, because I'm 5 foot.
So the, like, 10 of you? 10 Katie Bowdens?
10 medium to tall people.
No, actually, no, I don't want to bring myself into this.
I always think of you as a tenth of a tapeworm.
That's
disrespectful? I don't know. Because you know how you get one?
No, I don't.
So you get them from undercooked meat, like pork.
Oh, God, do you know what? That's made me think about the chicken I've had today.
Can't you get them from bad water? You've eaten a lot of chicken today. Let's hope it was good chicken.
It says here the beef tapeworm is the largest of the tapeworms. Oh.
So, like, I don't understand it. Because it eats your food, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a housemate.
God.
In a big house share. But I don't think you can put a note on things and it doesn't eat it. Get your own margarine.
This one's for me.
I guess it's like the way a baby has some.
That's not true, though.
Why is it not true?
Don't have... It's, you know, like people are like, "I'm eating for two. Eating for two." No, you're not. You're just eating for you.
Yes, you are. You're clearly eating for two.
No, the baby doesn't get the... the baby gets the nutrients, but, like, you're not having two meals.
No, you don't have to eat double, but you can't say that they're not getting any of the nutrients. Yeah, famously, they are getting a lot of the nutrients.
Okay, fine.
They're not deliveroo-ing in there.
They sort themselves out.
She's fine. Yeah, can you imagine? They're born and you're like, "You owe me so much money. I've been feeding you for 9 months.
So I've got the receipts.
I sent the invoice.
Alice, we've also asked you to bring a little turn of phrase, an idiom, if you will.
You need to stop saying idiom, because no one knows what it means.
Everyone should know what idiom means.
No
I'm
one
sorry.
Knows. You confuse people with this.
Alice, you know what an idiom is?
Yeah, like an adage.
An adage.
It's a little saying. So the one that I've bought, would you like to know first what it is?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so it's one that I'm sure that you've both used. And the phrase is, "The cat's out of the bag."
Oh, hang on. This is like the worst one. Like, bearing in mind where the conversation has
gone.
Oh, God!
This is pretty.
Oh, God!
The cat's firmly in the bag.
The cat sloshed to the bag.
And actually, it does come from 2001 when my mother dug up a dead cat. No, it doesn't. But you're right. God, how appropriate. I hadn't even thought of that.
Oh, I feel sick again.
Oh, no. Oh,
honestly, it was like mulligatawny in a bag with some like with some kind of faux fur swatches thrown in. That's what it looked like. Oh. And some spaghetti.
Petrus.
So just to kind of give the meaning for any perhaps foreign listeners, if they don't know this idiom, the meaning is to reveal facts that were previously hidden. To reveal a secret, for example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the derivation of the phrase is not clear. Thank you, good night.
Okay, good.
Goodbye.
Well, I just start with that because there are a few theories about this one.
We anticipated this with this section of the...
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with this one.
The etymology is sometimes hard to pin down.
Mm. But what have you found?
So, the first recorded use of this phrase comes from a book review in 1760.
Right.
So, ages ago.
Time ago.
It was in London magazine, which, guys... It's still available today.
Good to know.
Go pick up a copy immediately. So the context of that reference was, we could have wished that the author had not let the cat out of the bag. So we think the reviewer was basically like, I wish they'd not given the game away and let the secret out.
Okay. Right.
So early, perhaps. They kind of spoiled the surprise. So it always seems to have had that meaning. Mm-hmm. But where did it come from?
When was a cat in a bag other than Eileen Levine's cattage?
I'm sure she feels terrible about it to this day. So, one of the theories is that it might even go back as far as the Middle Ages, even though that's the reported literary reference to it, that it might have gone way, way back.
Okay.
And the context for when it was used, theoretically, though we can't completely confirm this, is that in open-air markets, people sold livestock of various varieties, often swine. So they would sell pigs in a bag.
Right.
Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
What? Not even like, in my head, I just was thinking of pigs' heads in a bag.
No, live pigs. Sure. Piglets, to be precise.
Oh.
But some dishonest market workers, would say, I'm just putting this piglet in a bag, and then do a kind of magician switcheroo, and they'd actually put a cat in the bag. So something would still be wriggling, and it would still be in there, and they'd walk away, and they'd get home, and then they'd let the cat out of the bag, and the secret would be there.
That's,
they'd know that it wasn't a piglet after all.
That's great.
I'm going to go with that. I think
I
that
like
sounds
that.
That sounds like a pretty
the
solid.
The only problems that arise with this one is that obviously a piglet's quite a lot weightier than a cat.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. A piglet is. Depends how small we're talking. Different shapes, though, I suppose. Like,
they can be more billions.
And make quite a... They can. Some of them are grotesque. They also make quite a different noise, a piglet and a cat.
Notorious, famously, squeal.
Respectively, a squeal and a meow. So some people have said you'd have to be pretty stupid to get all the way home before you realised it was a cat, not a piglet.
I feel like people in the Middle Ages were stupid, though.
Yeah, I've also written here 18th century. So it's either Middle Ages or 18th century.
Okay, which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with, like, round about that time. You know, olden times.
Olden times.
Black
fine.
And white times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, I know what you mean. Because when you get a takeaway, you have a little look in, don't you? Just to be like, yep, tikka masala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rice. When you have a takeaway.
This was ye olde takeaway, basically.
Ye olde takeaway.
Ye olde. Like, yep, that. Hungry no, house.
Didn't order a cat.
Hungry horse. Was it called?
Yeah. Hungry horse. I bought a horse in a bag. Oh, bloody hell, it's a cat. No, they didn't.
Not again.
Yoldy delivery.
So that's one theory. That's one theory, okay? Mm-hmm. So just don't get hugely attached to that. Here's the other theory. It's quite dark, this one.
I'm game.
It's darker than digging up a dead cat.
Oh, God.
So this takes us to the Royal Navy, and it's about kind of discipline within the Royal Navy. So sailors would often get into trouble, those bloody sailors, you know what they're like, and their superiors would be livid. So to punish them, they would employ a cat-o'-nine-tails, which is a whip with, like, knotted cords at the end. Can you imagine,
right.
Like, splays out into nine?
Yeah, like a flog type thing.
Precisely. Mm. And it was kept in a red cloth bag as a symbolic gesture and also to protect it from the sea air and stuff. So basically a sailor who kind of brought to light another sailor's bad behaviour was letting the cat out of the bag, because they were letting the whip come out of the bag.
Sure, okay, yeah.
Right. I don't know which one I'm more convinced by.
I feel like that one's less fun for us.
Yeah.
It's quite dark, isn't it? It's quite quite sad.
Yeah. Ugh.
So they're the two kind of stories of origin that I'm bringing to you today.
Okay. All useful information. I'm going to go with the first one, I think.
Yeah. It's through much deduction, or just because you like it.
I just kind of like it. It just paints a picture, doesn't it? Oh, it's a kitten.
I feel like I'm not as good as Susie in Dictionary Corner. Like, she'd never say, I think it's this one.
Do not put yourself down. So, I mean, she has less stories, I feel like.
That's true.
Has she ever dug up a dead cat? I don't think
and
so.
Swung around
Susie,
its entrails.
Have you lived? Have you even lived?
Also, Alice, we've asked you to bring along some. Basically, we're out of ideas for series two, so we just thought we'd get some tidbits.
Feel like you were scraping the barrel by the end, yeah. I jest. It's great. Listen to the bitter end.
So we thought, what would you love to learn about?
Okay, so I've actually brought three ideas with me.
Oh, great. Write these down, Katie, immediately.
Okay. Once a head girl, always a head girl. Over delivering. So my first one's perhaps a tad controversial. My first one's Scientology.
Oh my
interesting.
God.
Oh,
really good.
Feels quite topical. Feels quite zeitgeisty. Feels like it's also raining on me.
It started raining a lot.
Heavily raining.
They're the largest drops of water from the sky.
So, Kate, we've had to evacuate our emergency location.
We just experienced a natural disaster.
Yeah.
We had to move inside due to the massive amounts of rain.
Large raindrops.
But where were we?
Alice was about to give us three ideas, and she's just given us Scientology.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. Obviously, I know little tidbits that are in the media. I know that Louis Theroux is doing a Scientology movie in the autumn. But I kind of want to know the ins and outs properly, how it works.
Where did, like, how did it start properly?
Yeah, because I saw The Master, you know, the film with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But I'd just like to know some, you know, facts and figures. The way you guys condense it down in, like, a kind of nice bite-sized form, that's what I'd like to know.
You think we can take it on?
I think you're more than prepared for it now.
I think we can take on Scientology.
Cool. Write that down.
I've got it.
Got it.
My other suggestion is one that I feel like everybody learns about at school, but that I know almost nothing about now because I've just erased it all. I don't know why. But it's the Tudors and the Stuarts.
I used to love the Tudors and the Stuarts.
War of the Roses.
Yeah.
I loved that.
So good.
But then if I asked you to name anything other than Henry VIII and his wives, what could you tell me?
Not enough.
Not enough?
No.
The Virgin
true.
Queen?
Mm. Don't be a show-off.
Virgin.
The Virgin
Queen. The Virgin. Yeah, okay. And that'll be a joy to research.
I'm glad. The third one, I'm not sure you'll enjoy as much.
Mm.
This is mainly because I think maybe you should teach people about something that wouldn't be on a curriculum, wouldn't be on some kind of open university degree course, or you wouldn't be able to learn about somewhere else, and that might potentially get lost if you guys don't teach people. And so that's why I've chosen the films of Kevin Costner.
Do you know what? I can tell you, I've never seen a film of Kevin Costner.
I've never seen a film of Kevin Costner in.
Exactly. And yeah. You won't be the only ones.
All very, very strong suggestions. All quite different. And
this is great, actually.
You can't wait to watch Waterworld, can you?
I've been looking for an excuse to watch Waterworld.
He's about to be out the door. He's about to go buy it on VCR.
I've just lent it out from Blockbuster, so.
Well, thank you very much, Alice. That's been a joy. It's been a roller coaster. It's been a journey for all of us. You also do a podcast, so tell us all about yours.
Yes, I do a podcast with Jamie Morton and James Cooper called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
It's quite popular.
It's quite popular. Who knew? They love the porns, don't they? Everyone loves the porns. We can take no credit for that. It's all the work of Rocky Flintstone, which is the pen name of my friend's dad. And he has, in fact, written a porno. And so we read a chapter every week and we dissect it, / tear it to shreds, quite rightly. And we are midway through our second season currently. Season? Series? Who cares? It doesn't matter, we're friends.
We have a fear. And gets a bit sloshy in places.
It gets a bit sloshy, it really does. And it's unpleasant. It's highly unpleasant.
I'm going to agree, it is unpleasant, but very excellent at the same time.
I mean,
It depends what you're into, Katie, and you're clearly a pervert. So if you are also, then you'll love it.
I've always said it. And on that note, goodbye.
You're a pervert. Bye, pervert.
Het leukste cadeau voor de decembermaand komt van Apple en KPN. Want de iPad heeft KPN nu voor maar €379. Appeltje KPN dus. Ga snel naar de KPN-winkel en je hebt hem direct in huis. En dat is dan weer appeltje eitje.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.